Now it's Friday, and in cooperation with our friends at The Week magazine, we're going to take a look back and see who had a good week and who didn't. It's a segment we always call Good Week, Bad Week. Now, there are some obvious ones from this past week. Duke University men's basketball had a great week, winning the NCAA championship 61-59 over Butler in a game which involved 15 lead changes. Now, number 5 seed Butler had a good week, too, just for being at that game. Bad week, hey, General Motors, which reported a $4.3 billion loss after last year's bankruptcy.
But our friends of the week always have some kind of offbeat choices. Some lesser-known figures who had a good or bad week. First of all, 3,100 lottery winners in Pennsylvania. That's 3,100 lottery winners there, split $7.77 million after they played the Pennsylvania lottery. The lucky numbers they put down, can you guess? 7777. So good week for betting on the obvious.
From the What Are the Chances file there, but it seemed like a bad week for Florida Democrats seeking medical treatment. This is because a Florida urologist, Dr. Jack Castle, dismayed by the passage of the health care overhaul bill, posted a warning on his office door declaring, quote, "If you voted for Obama, seek urologic care elsewhere," end quote. Here's the doctor speaking in his own words.
This is patient education, and I want them to understand that this doctor is so against what has happened, as every American should be at this point, if they only knew. And that's what my efforts are all about, is just to make people understand what we're into.
You know what the worst thing about that is, Todd?
Yeah.
The worst thing about that is that doctor's entire opposition to the healthcare bill was based on a misreading of something he read on the internet.
Yeah, well, a bad week for doctors who are supposed to treat patients and not bring politics into the examiner.
You could say it was a bad week for journalists who clearly have not reached him with the correct information. If you have suggestions about who had a good week or a bad week in the news, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can go to mytake@thetakeaway.org. Who do you think had a good week or bad week, Todd?
Well, Tiger Woods had a good day yesterday, I'll say that. He had a good week on the course yesterday, a bad week, I think, with that Nike ad, which I found a new low for advertising and for, well, maybe not for Tiger Woods, he's gone lower than that, but that Nike ad of him with his father in voiceover is just commoditizing the destruction of his family. I think it was extremely bad, and it'll last a whole week, if not longer.
Okay, you can find The Week magazine online now at theweek.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about how money on the world can help Haitians in need.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.